Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Howe, and you're tuned in to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. Today in the news, I have more updates on the gym roof collapse, also updates on the nurses' strike, details on a recent study showing we live in the most smoke-impacted region in the nation, and a proposal to revitalize the Bear Creek Greenway. Community Spotlight is Science Works in Ashland. For events, we have Monster Trucks, Diva Day at Mount Ashland, and some good local music. All this and your local weather. Today on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The Medford School Board declared the collapsed North Medford High School gym an emergency during a February 25th meeting, allowing expedited repairs without the standard bidding protocols. The gym's roof collapsed on February 11th, just days after a crack was reported during sports practice on February 7th. Despite a $3 million seismic retrofitting project completed in summer, the 1960-era structure failed catastrophically, destroying the bleachers and memorabilia. The resolution voted upon authorized the superintendent, Brett Champion, and COO, Brad Earl, to bypass typical procurement rules to stabilize the site quickly. At this point, the engineers suggest that external walls could be salvaged with reinforcement. After 46 days on the picket lines, nearly 5,000 nurses at 8 Providence hospitals in Oregon, including Medford Medical Center, approved new labor contracts on February 24th, concluding the state's largest healthcare strike. The agreement includes retroactive pay increases for nurses at 5 hospitals, staffing language tying patient assignments to acuity levels, and synchronized contract expiration dates to strengthen future bargaining power. The deal followed intense mediation, spurred by pressure from Portland City Council and the looming healthcare insurance terminations for the striking workers. Medford nurses resumed their shifts on Wednesday. A recent study reveals Medford, Grants Pass, and Bend as the nation's most smoke-impacted cities, with Southern Oregon accounting for 6 of the nation's top smokiest locales. Researchers from the University of Washington, Bothell, identified Medford, Grants Pass, and Bend as 3 U.S. cities most affected by wildfire smoke between 2019 and 2023. The study combined satellite imagery with ground-level air quality data to track particulate matter linked to wildfires. Southern Oregon dominated the findings with Klamath Falls number 5, Roseburg number 6, and Eugene Springfield number 10, also ranking among the nation's smokiest regions. The analysis linked smoke exposure to approximately 42,500 asthma-related emergency room visits nationwide during the study period. In January, Oregon finalized updated wildfire hazard maps, designating 106,000 properties as high risk. The maps developed by the Oregon State University and the Oregon Department of Forestry classify areas based on vegetation, terrain, and historical fire data. High-risk zones may face new building codes and landscape regulations to improve fire resilience. Rising insurance premiums in Southern Oregon, up 20 to 40% in high-risk areas like Ashland, have intensified calls for statewide intervention. Legislators are debating certification of fire-hardened communities, which could incentivize defensible space creation and fire-resistant construction. Jackson County is advancing a $5.9 million plan to overhaul the 22.4-mile Bear Creek Greenway, aiming to enhance safety, reduce wildfire risks, and to restore the popular trail system after years of challenges tied to homelessness, crime, and vegetation overgrowth. The proposal detailed in a February 25th Medford City Council study session would establish a taxing district requiring voter approval from Ashland, Talent, Phoenix, Medford, and Central Point. If passed, property owners would pay an average of $66 annually to fund a $2.1 million yearly budget for patrols, fire mitigation, and maintenance, plus repay a loan for initial cleanup and firebreak installation. The effort builds on the post-Alameda fire recovery initiatives, including vegetation management and ecological restoration outlined by the Bear Creek Natural Resource Plan. A 2024 survey of 3,000 residents identified crime and maintenance as top concerns for the area along the Greenway. The county's proposed district would deploy park rangers, increase law enforcement, clear invasive plant species, and reduce fire-prone vegetation along the corridor. Go to the Rogue Valley Pulse for additional information on any of these stories. Our community spotlight this week is Science Works Hands-On Museum located in Ashland. It has been inspiring curiosity and fostering scientific exploration since founding in 2002. This interactive science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics museum serves visitors of all ages throughout Southern Oregon and Northern California. The museum was established as a private response to a crisis in public science education. It began operating through a cooperative arrangement with the Kirtland Foundation and Southern Oregon University, with support from founders Sharon and John Javna and Dave and Marge Bernard. In 2001, ScienceWorks leased a 26,000-square-foot building previously occupied by the Pacific Northwest Museum of Natural History. Since opening, it has served over 1 million visitors and more than 100,000 K-12 students. ScienceWorks has over 100 hands-on exhibits, many of which were constructed in-house and by volunteers. These interactive displays cover a wide range of science topics, encouraging visitors to engage with concepts through direct experimentation. Some notable exhibits include Take Flight, Sportsology, Noise, and Petasaurus, Ancient Rulers of the Sky. The museum offers various programs and events, including summer camps like Minecraft Quest Camp and Cinema Science Camp, STEAM socials such as Pi Day Celebration, after-school programs, birthday parties, field trips, and venue rentals for community events. ScienceWorks is run by a dedicated team of professionals and volunteers. Staff members are responsible for creating, maintaining, and facilitating visitor experiences with the exhibits and programs. The museum has received national and international recognition, with some of its exhibits being sold to science centers worldwide, including the Singapore Science Center and Technopolis in Belgium. ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum continues to evolve and adapt to the new challenges and opportunities in science education. Its commitment to interactive learning and community engagement makes it a valuable resource for inspiring the next generation of scientists, engineers, and innovators in Southern Oregon and beyond. ScienceWorks is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. More information can be found at scienceworksmuseum.org. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, I've got some ideas for you. The Monster Truck Nitro Tour is coming to the Jackson County Expo this weekend. The schedule includes performances on Friday at 7:30 p.m., Saturday at both 1:30 and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. Each show is preceded by a pit party starting 1 hour before the performance, giving attendees an opportunity to see monster trucks up close and take photographs. One feature of the event is the ride truck experience, available during pit parties and intermissions, which allows visitors to ride in an actual monster truck. Pit party passes require regular event tickets for entry. To get more details, you can visit monstertrucktour.com. On Saturday at Mount Ashland, it will be the annual Diva Day. Hosted by the women of Mount Ashland Ski Patrol, this event empowers female skiers and snowboarders through clinics on mountain safety, avalanche awareness, and ski technique. Attendees wear tutus and beads for a snow yoga session, a group lesson, and a tutu parade. The day concludes with a patrol sled demonstration offering insights into rescue operations. Proceeds support the Ski Patrol's training and equipment. This takes place at the Mount Ashland Ski Area from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. On Saturday evening, Dunbar Farms and Winery is reopening for the year and throwing a party to celebrate the occasion. Join them to enjoy drinks, food, and amazing live music provided by Daniel Kelly. Table reservations are recommended. This family-friendly event is free to attend. Food and beverages will be available for purchase. This takes place at the Dunbar Farms and Winery from 5:30 till 7:30. Here is some music by Daniel Kelly.
Sometimes we get a little static on the line.
Just a taste of the music by Daniel Kelly. On Sunday, local musicians are rallying together to host a benefit concert for their friend and colleague Aaron Reed of the Brothers Reed to cover his medical bills during his ongoing treatment for cancer. Co-hosted by Jefferson Public Radio and the Holiday Theater, fellow Rogue Valley musician will present an evening of music that features seven well-loved local musical acts as part of the Holiday Theater's soft opening. Doors open at 3 p.m. and guests can wander through the gorgeous venue space. The weather in Southern Oregon this weekend will start pleasantly but take a significant turn as we move into March. For Friday, February 28th, residents across the Rogue Valley can expect sunny and mild conditions with temperatures well above average for this time of year. Grants Pass will see a high near 64 with an overnight low of 45 under clear skies. Bedford will experience similar conditions with a high around 64 and clear skies throughout the day. Ashland will be the warmest of the three cities on Friday with temperatures climbing near 68 under scattered clouds. As we move into Saturday, the weather system begins approaching in the region. Expect partly sunny conditions early in the day, giving way to increasing clouds by afternoon. Temperatures will cool slightly, with Grants Pass reaching around 59, Medford in the mid-50s, and Ashland near 54. Rain will likely develop by late afternoon or evening across the region, starting a wet pattern for the remainder of the weekend. Sunday brings a significant change, with much cooler temperatures and continued precipitation. Ashland will see the coolest temperatures with a high of only 34 and chances of snow, especially at higher elevations. Medford will struggle to get out of the 40s, with rain likely, while Grants Pass will see temperatures falling around 39 with rain possible. This cooling trend marks the beginning of what forecasters predict to be a colder than average start of March, with occasional rain expected throughout the first half of the month. If you're planning outdoor activities this weekend, Friday is definitely your best bet, while Saturday morning offers a window before conditions deteriorate. Travelers should be prepared for potential hazardous driving conditions in the mountain passes by Sunday as temperatures drop and precipitation continues. That's all for now, Rogue Valley. Until next Friday, have a fantastic week, and I'll catch you next time on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local development specialist, with over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business. From lightning-fast static sites to e-commerce sites, we have you covered. Consider host.com for your next online project.